The European Commission is threatening to take the UK to the European Court of Justice. The British government wants to scrap a post-Brexit agreement on checks on goods arriving in Northern Ireland. But the EU says there is no legal or political justification.
So let's call a spade a spade. This is illegal. The UK bill is extremely damaging to mutual trust and respect between the EU and the UK. It has created deep uncertainty and casts a shadow over our overall cooperation. All at a time when respect for international agreements has never been more important.
The UK says it will fight any legal challenges against its policy to send asylum seekers to Rwanda. Its first deportation flight on Tuesday didn't get off the ground after last-minute intervention by the European Court of Human Rights.
While this decision by the Strasbourg court to intervene was disappointing and surprising, given the repeated and considered judgments to the contrary in our domestic courts, yes, we remain committed to this policy. These repeated legal barriers are, Madam Deputy Speaker, very similar to those that we experience with all other removal flights, and we believe that we are fully compliant with our domestic and international obligations, and preparations for our future flights and the next flights have already begun. Our domestic courts were of the view that the flight could go ahead.
Israel, Egypt and the European Union have signed an energy agreement. The deal will allow Israel to send its natural gas to Egyptian ports and then export it to Europe. The EU is trying to move away from its dependence on Russian energy and ease soaring gas prices. The Chinese economy is showing signs of partial recovery. That's according to the latest government data. Industrial output in May increased 0.7%, which was slightly more than expected. Retail sales, though, remained weak. A UN expert has accused Myanmar's army of deliberately targeting children since it took over power last year. The UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights says 142 children were reportedly tortured by soldiers, police and pro-army militias.
Hi to all our listeners. In this week's episode of our podcast, The Take, we follow a refugee in the UK who's being sent to Rwanda. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.